Hello. Hello, this is Lewis from Metro Research, and we are conducting a poll of opinions towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Years ago, I was registered Democrat.
And currently, sir?
Still Democrat, but I'm never going to vote for Democrat. I'm going to buy Republican.
Oh, that's okay, sir. Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Certain to vote?
100%.
Okay, so certain. Thank you, sir. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm 60 years old.
Thank you, sir. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you for that, sir. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
We kind of got in the right direction with the mayor that we have.
Understood. So thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican all the way.
Understood. And now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people in organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, or a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or even a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. You can just let me know. Here's the first one, the Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress sounds good.
So that would be very favorable or somewhat favorable in your opinion?
Very favorable.
Understood. Kamala Harris?
She can go to hell.
So this one would be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, sir?
Very unfavorable.
Understood. And Darren Soto?
Soto is what? Republican or Democrat?
Well, in this case, sir, just by hearing the name, you can provide your opinion.
I don't know what he is, but if he's Republican, I would vote Republican. I don't know what he is.
I can move forward. No problem, sir. And Thomas Shelliffo?
I don't know who he is.
No problem. Ron DeSantis?
Favorable voting for him. If he's real, he's going for re-election or something.
You would say very favorable or somewhat in this case?
Very favorable for DeSantis, yeah.
Okay, and Project 2025?
What's that?
If you don't recognize, we can move forward, sir. Democrats in Congress?
No, thank you very much.
So that would be
very unaffordable.
Got it. And next is Donald Trump.
Very favorable to vote for him.
And Joe Biden.
Zero favorable.
Got it. Now thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
What kind of job is he doing? Have you done any job? Who has more in debt? Zero.
Understood, sir. That was understood. And thinking about the job that Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know who he is, so middle of the range, I guess. I don't know who he is.
So that would be in middle. Like somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve? In which of those do you think?
Yeah, somewhat disapprove. I don't know. Yeah.
Next day would be if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Donald Trump.
Got it. And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
And if the election for United States Congress were today, the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican.
Understood. As you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. In this, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Vote yes.
Got it, sir. We're reaching the half of the survey, so I appreciate your answer so far, sir. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is the current congressman to support Central Florida, and Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass the bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 to those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying their bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. And next, Colonel Thomas Chalifoux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out of control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experience as small businesses and multi-million dollar enterprise leaders to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So if the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Thomas Chalifoux.
I got it, sir. Thank you. So in this list, sir, that I will read you, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? You can stop me if you wish, if you consider that's the most important to you. So this is making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare more affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, protecting reproductive freedom, protecting Social Security and Medicare, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, ending gun violence epidemic, securing our border, or improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
All of them.
By choosing one, sir, would you tell me which one is the most important to you at the moment?
Probably the one that you said to keep Social Security, whatever.
Okay, understand. And the second most important, which one do you think it is?
The health. Keep the health insurance.
Let me see. I believe that we have some. Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And now let me read you some reasons why people give for voting for a candidate in the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, you can please tell me how convincing of a reason is to you to think it would be to vote for that candidate. Like, it would be very convincing or only somewhat convincing, or it would virtually have no effect at all in your decision. Here's the first
very convincing.
In this particular case, let me read you. Thomas Chalifoux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, CALIFO will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. Convincing, somewhat, very, or no effect?
Convincing.
Would you say very or somewhat, sir?
Very.
Got it. Thomas CALIFO is a fiscal conservative who will rein out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Convincing.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat, and
Thomas CALIFO will put an end to the border crisis that is filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancies and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Same type of answers.
Not convincing.
So no effect in that case, right? Thank you. And Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from the dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement. Been provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. It's very convincing, somewhat convincing, on no effect.
No effect.
I hear you, sir. Thank you for your those answers. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas CALIFO, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Thomas CALIFO.
I understand, sir. Now, in this case, now let me read you some statements. And again, thank you for all your answers so far. Let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if it would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or it have virtually no effect on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
Perfect.
Despite having a personal loss fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas CALIFO continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
And while CALIFO says that he has a successful, that he was a successful business owner, and he is his company's owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Understood. And Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. No effect, some doubts, or serious doubts?
Serious doubts.
Thomas CALIFO blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. No effect, some doubts, or serious doubts?
Zero doubts.
And Thomas CALIFO stands with the Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict the access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. No effect, serious doubts, or some doubts?
No effect.
Thank you, sir. We're almost reaching the end. Thank you for that. Now, you have heard a little bit more. If the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shelliffe, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, who do you think you would vote for?
Thomas Shelliffe.
Understood. And what is your primary source for national and political news? El Nuevo Día, your local newspapers, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, and all, and the rest of local cable news networks, internet-based news networks, or social media after services?
I don't watch much, but if I do, I watch Fox News.
Oh, okay. So specifically Fox News, and yes, so that would be the next question, actually, where you get the most information, and I already took Fox News, your answer. And what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Radio, WAPA TV, Internet, Univision, La Prensa, Orlando, Telemundo?
None.
Okay, understood. And turning back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, if or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Just a few more questions. For statistical purposes only, and what was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
College.
Understood, sir. And do any children under the age 18 live in your home?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Yeah, moderate.
Understood, sir. And as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Ecuador.
Understood, sir. And when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, an even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Only English.
Only English. Thank you, sir. With this, we finished the survey, sir. It's been, I appreciate your time very much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much. And the $1,000 you send me in the mail, right?
Well, have a good day, sir. Enjoy the
All
weekend,
right.
sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.